Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Andy Goss. I'm Jim Blasingame. Andy, your website is andygoss.com. Tell us about it, and tell us about your new venture that's coming out first of the year.
Yeah, andygoss.com, G-A-U-S-E, is where all of my, my mind writing goes. My commercial site is usgoldcoins.com, where we talk about coins. But the economy, that's andygoss.com. And I've been working on a documentary for about, since it was a year of Thanksgiving, and it's finally done, and should be a Netflix early in the year, January, February. But it's called Four Presidents, and it talks about the four presidents who tried to change the way that money is controlled and issued in this country.
Wow.
And, you know, they happen to also be the four presidents who were assassinated in office by lone nut. So it's great for the conspiracy theorists out there. You know,
right.
I can't. You get a disgruntled job holder and a lone nut. That seems to be the thesis. But every one of them, Lincoln, Garfield, McKinley, and John Kennedy, all tried to do something very basic, and that was change the way that money was issued in this country.
Wow.
Somebody got real mad about it.
I've never heard anybody else make that connection. That's pretty impressive. So that's going to be out first of the year on Netflix?
That's right, yeah. And we'll be offering the DVDs. I retain the rights to the hard copy, but the digital version will be available on all your platforms.
Good. All right.
And I also have the three audio CDs for your listeners. Half hour Federal Reserve, half hour The Definition of Money, and half hour Protecting Your Wealth. All three available free. If you'll just mention Jim Blasingame, nobody will ask for a credit card. We'll send them to you free. 800-468-2646.
All right, folks. So check that out. I know those CDs he's talking about are powerful, very powerful. Congratulations on your documentary. I can't wait to see it. I'm a little disappointed. I haven't already had an early viewing, but I'll be okay. I'll get over that. So, all right, Andy, let's move on and talk about something you mentioned a minute ago about how businesses have borrowed so much money. They're so much in debt, and I have to correct you, and I'll tell you why. And most people don't know this, and you're forgiven for not knowing this. In 2008, when the world went to hell in a handbasket, and we didn't know what was going to happen. Small business owners, we lost hundreds of thousands, millions of small businesses. The small businesses that survived did so because they found a better way to operate, and they deleveraged. And I've been polling every quarter for the last 10 years or more about that specific thing. And only, literally, they've been growing with the economy, and only recently have they reported a little bit of borrowing. So my point is, the small business sector on Main Street has done the opposite of corporate America, the opposite of the government. We have lived within our means, and we're profiting from that. And this is another reason why, Andy, I say what's good for small business is good for the world. What do you think?
Well, you're absolutely correct, because the small business owner is typically the owner who has his hands on everything and knows what's going on, but corporations are carrying a $9 trillion debt load. So to me, you'd almost have to separate those categories. You cannot put the small business in the same category.
I agree, but let's look at their motivations. The purpose of the debt for corporate America is the share price. They're driving the share price, which is upside down. The nine day conference call, and the politicians spending money is to get votes. That's dysfunctional. That's not financially. Those aren't financial models to follow for anybody.
No, and you know the corporations are following the government model, which is that it doesn't matter what your debt load is. I mean, I was appalled at the number that we're spending $1 billion a day in interest on the national debt. Now, that doesn't, of course, take into effect rising interest rates. That's at current low rates.
Right.
We're spending $1 billion a day. So, and we're adding $1 trillion to the debt every single year.
Every year.
Something's got to give. And it certainly isn't, I guess what it is, the big
is it going to be a global, is there going to be a global reset? Is it going to be like a global, one day we'll all take bankruptcy and reset everything? What do you think?
No. I think you're just going to add a zero to everything.
Holy
when
mackerel.
I talk about as a kid, I'd
sounds like in, dollar, sounds like inflation. Sounds like inflation to me, waiting to happen. Andy, I gotta wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Andy Garst, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Andy joined us, and so we did. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.